August 20th, 2006. This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Doug.
I'm Scott L.
And I'm Bonnie.
Brother.
We are fresh in from various trips.
There's still smoke coming off all of us, I think, from the road.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't as close as last week. I mean, it was.
Yeah, I have to say I was impressed.
21 seconds left of the theme song, and we pop in and take our chairs.
You guys actually got here about 20 minutes ago, so that was cool. I actually, fortunately, I rolled in about 4:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, thank goodness, but I had to get up at like 3:30 a.m. Central Standard Time to get here at that time, which would have been 4:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah, we weren't.
Now that you're confused, let's move on.
We weren't even back to Sean's house at that time.
No, no. We
you guys are still out,
still
huh?
Ghost hunting.
My God.
Mm-hmm.
No, I wanted to get up early because the original plan was I wasn't even going to be here today. That was the original plan. I was going to.
That is
some,
true.
We had some scheduling issues, so I'm like, well, if we're coming back on Sunday, then I'm going to get here to do the show. So hey, I'm here. Thank God. And I want to talk. I mean, I wanted to talk to Scott Innes also.
Well,
I really want to talk to Scott.
I am positive you were excited about the guest lineup that we've got on this show. We are going to be talking with, of course, Scott Innes. Everybody knows him as the voice of Scooby-Doo.
Yes, he's the voice of Scooby-Doo.
And
which,
Scrappy-Doo.
Scrappy-Doo, I think. Scooby-Doo, Shaggy, and Scrappy-Doo.
Right, Scooby-Doo, Shaggy, and Scrappy-Doo.
So that's pretty cool. That's like a little fun thing, you know.
Well,
I mean, I saw that, and I'm like, let's talk to this guy. This is really neat. We need to talk to him.
We get to have some fun. I mean, this guy, you know, what when you were growing up, right?
Yeah.
They got to hop in their, what is it, the
Mystery Machine.
And go about, and of course, ghosts and ghouls and goblins would fret up their day.
Well, they had to be the best ghost hunters ever, though, is the cast from Scooby-Doo, because they always proved it was something besides the paranormal.
Mm-hmm.
It was always the caretaker or the light man or whatever, and he was always in a costume, and they had to rip the mask off the guy. I mean, you talk about a formula that works, man. They did it for like how many? They've been doing it for how many years? And
those pesky kids always figure it out.
They always figure it out.
Dr. Ron Milione is going to drop in at 7 p.m. for a little while to talk with us. A lot's going on in his camp. I think if you follow the Ghostly Talk website, you know what's going on. And we'll get to that later. There's more of that later. And then from 8 to 9 p.m., we're going to be talking to Mr. William Constantine about all types of interesting stuff concerning the afterlife. Looking forward to that also. We were supposed to have him on about a month ago. We had some problems with that, but we're going to have him tonight, and we're totally excited about that. So that stuff out of the way, Doug.
We were in Indianapolis. I have the best news ever.
You're pregnant.
That would be the weirdest
news. I knew you could do it, Doug.
That would be the weirdest news ever. No, we were in Hendricks County, which is just west of Indianapolis.
Yeah,
and we of course follow the football careers of the Hendricks County Generals.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. They're some good friends of ours.
And so far this season has not been their best.
Right.
Because they're like 0-4.
Mm-hmm.
But yesterday, we were there cheering them on, and they won.
Well, Doug was actually there eating elephant ears. I was there cheering.
You found the elephant ear stand.
I did.
Huh?
The elephant ear stand was right across the one, like, you know, you just hop over there and you're
and
in
I don't,
elephant
I don't think
ear
those,
heaven.
Yeah, I don't think those proprietors will ever be the same.
I'm like, I got $100. What does that buy me?
This trailer. Are you kidding me? That'd be great to see you guys pulling this thing behind the truck on the way back.
Scott, we got elephant ears. Scott,
we finally have our own business. Every weekend we have to go to carnivals now and deal with moronic people every weekend who want elephant ears. Does that sound like a career or what? Sign me up.
But we cheered them on to a major, major victory. It was 14-7.
Mm-hmm.
The Generals beat the Longhorns 14-7.
Wow. Well, congratulations, Generals. We're very proud of you guys. Ghostly Talk is a supporter of this team, and we're very happy to see these guys take it home for, well, hopefully more times.
Right.
Well, yeah.
Right.
You got to crawl before you can walk. What do you got to do?
This is the first of many victories, and we shall see. Now, next weekend, they play here in Michigan, but it's in, like, Nowhereville or something.
You know what idea? What idea we should throw at those guys?
Huh.
Just for, I mean, and I don't. They probably won't like this, but they should have like. Well, you see that we do this radio thing, so we kind of have like this radio thing down.
Right.
Wouldn't it be great if they had a couple of us idiots come in there and try to commentate the or, is that well, the they, word we're commentate
they,
the game? Or,
well, they have a commentator, but they don't. But they're not like streamed live on the internet.
Well, I'm saying, like, you know, we could actually do the game, but we know nothing about football.
Oh, that would be
so
the best.
Like, okay, so the guy, that 86 guy, threw the thing, that circular, whatever, oval thing at that guy, and
don't
he ran.
Don't tell me I know more about football.
You probably do. You probably do.
Well, I was explaining it to Doug.
Okay, well, there you go. So. I think it would be a really cool thing to see us, like, try to, like, commentate this game. I think we'd last about 5 or 10 minutes, and they'd be like, okay, guys, why don't you go play over at the elephant ear stand or something. Over
actually, there Sean was afraid they were going to see how big Will was and take him out of the game and put Will in. Because Sean was up next to this behemoth of a man.
Oh, really? Oh, well, Sean's Sean, now wait a minute. Sean's a tough cookie, though.
He is a tough cookie.
Sean's a rock.
You, okay, this
I have, I've had the pleasure of the Sean hug many times, and that hurts.
So have I.
That hurts. I mean, in a good way.
But he was literally up next to a behemoth.
Oh, yeah. No. They take him down?
No.
Oh, poor Sean.
He stood him up a couple times, kept him from getting past him.
Mm-hmm.
And I have pictures of this. Mm-hmm. I documented the entire day.
Okay.
With about 100 pictures of Sean. but that's my job. That's what
okay.
I do.
All right. So he did well against this mammoth of a man.
Yes, he did. He did very well against this beast he was playing against.
Well, congratulations, Generals. I'm really glad to hear about that. Yeah. Now, you guys did do some ghost hunting this weekend.
Oh, yes. After the game, it turns out that several of the football folks
mm-hmm.
are interested in what we do.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we went out to ghost hunting. Mm-hmm. And a couple of them followed along.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, cool.
And tagged along. And one of them was, you know, from last weekend, we had met Cup.
Okay.
And
his son, Howie.
His son, Howie.
All right.
And this weekend, they came along with us as well.
All right.
And then another football player, Mike,
mm-hmm.
Mike, and his girlfriend, they came along as well. And we had a fantastic time. I mean, it was just so insane. We met up at the location. We met up with a lot of the IGT folks from Indianapolis chapter.
Was Mike there? Mike's in
the north.
Well, we just had Mike on last week.
You know, his territory, or well, his is like the whole state.
Yeah,
but I mean, he's physically in like northwest
mm-hmm.
area.
Okay.
Of Indiana, but so we met up with a bunch of cool IGT folks before we got thrown out, and we all got thrown out. So
you got thrown over. Well, you said the location, so it sounds like this is
well,
more.
Actually, we didn't get thrown out. We were at Steak and Shake.
At the time that IGT was thrown out, we were at Steak and Shake.
All right, so you guys were clear of any type of issues with the authorities. It sounds like
at that time,
yes.
Okay, good. Good. All right. You could have just thrashed in the cart or something like that. And
well, we ended up going back. Well,
I said at that time.
Well, we had to because one of the cars of the folk, because we had all just piled into two cars to get to the Steak and Shake.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't believe I love SNS, right? But most folks do not. I don't know why, but you guys never want to eat there. And so I can't believe we're talking about Steak and Shake. So
well, we had that experience when we were in Terre Haute that I will not forget. And I'm surprised that you didn't blow your stack. Because as anal as you are about service and proper service and proper customer service,
mm-hmm.
I'm surprised you didn't just, like, set fire to that place.
Though. Right.
So when I do see an SNS sign, I'm kind of like, oh, God.
But that was also the experience where once we finally did, get seated. Didn't that one kid just sort of fall out of his?
Well, he needed to get. Yeah, he needed to get a boot in the head, but that wasn't going to come from me.
He was like rolling around on the floor. Yes.
Well, we all gave him that look too. Like he fell on the floor and he like looked up at us, and there's the four of us sitting there. We looked down at him like, with that look from our eyes that says, "You are the biggest moron I have seen today. You are the biggest moron I've seen today.
And we're working on the month and the year.
Yeah.
So it's like just do something
else. We have to go to the moron committee about this and find out if you qualify for that award.
Moron of the decade.
So yeah. when SNS, I see the sign, I'm kind of like, you know. So, I mean, okay, food's all right. But, I mean, the service that night kind of turned me off.
Yeah.
Well, we had excellent service this time.
Yeah, good. We had two, a waitress and a waiter, and they took really good care of us. But
good.
We ended up, we're at the SNS. They started the ghost hunt. Mm-hmm. We had talked to the authorities beforehand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and because it was a female cop mm-hmm. pulls up, and Sean talks to her and they worked it out.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, have a blast. Yeah, not a problem. Bye.
Cool.
And so I think that's pretty well worked out.
Yeah, that sounds like...
So we're like, okay, well, we haven't eaten all day. We were at a football game, blah, 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 except for elephant ears. And so off we go to SNS.
Mm-hmm.
And we get the call from the IGT folks. And it's like, oh, we're being kicked out by the Park Service. So they got kicked out by the Park Service. Well, we had to go back because there was a car, we had left a car there because there were, you know, we all piled into two cars to go to SNS instead of three. And so we go back to get the car, and we're saying, you know, trying to decide what we're going to do when a cop pulls in but goes to a completely different area. So Sean hops in, and a bunch of them hop into Will's vehicle, mm-hmm. and they take off. And they go chase this cop down, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the guy turned out to be really, really cool. And he's like, oh, yeah, not a problem. I get off at 2:30. So up until then, have a blast. Not a problem.
Oh, okay. That's good.
So sure enough, we were like, okay. So we parked the vehicles, and we started hanging around. And, mm-hmm. and we did some investigation, and we had fun. And
mm-hmm.
Some of us almost got eaten.
Yeah, I heard about this incident with the canine.
Yeah,
it wasn't three. A canine.
It was three canines.
Three.
Yes.
Three wild canines.
What type of canines were these?
Wild ones.
Were they big? That want to eat your face off.
They were hungry.
Were they big? Did they have big muscles and no necks and stuff like that?
You didn't get that close
to really talk to them and find out
right.
what their nationality was in the canine
talk
world.
I didn't go, excuse me, what is it you want from me this evening? No, I didn't ask.
So they chased you guys.
It was really funny because we're standing there in a circle. We're talking. And all of a sudden from around one of the buildings, I think Bonnie was in the lead at that point. Bonnie's
and then
like sprinting. And then Will like overtakes her as they turn the corner from around the side of the building.
Okay.
And it was kind of on the hilarious. Well,
did somebody put a dart in these things to calm them down? Or?
No, they just, it was almost like they had that,
it was like once
that electric
got
fence because
off
they're like,
the
oh.
Grass, he stopped.
Yeah, he's like, I don't eat anything that's not on the grass. So
it was weird.
Well, okay. I mean,
he chased the car later.
Yes.
Well.
Yes, he did.
This is, okay, now this sounds like this is an undisclosed location and from what I've been getting so far.
Well, here's the thing. It's dangerous.
Okay.
It's dangerous, and there is, we found out later on,
mm-hmm.
that there is some discrepancy as to who has jurisdiction there.
Okay.
So how do you know who to ask
well,
for permission?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Okay.
We had asked for permission, and we had verbal permission.
Mm-hmm.
But later on, we ran into, you know those people in college who are in ROTC.
Oh, God. Yeah.
And they
yeah.
really, really, really take it seriously. Like, they just can't wait for a president like President Bush, you know. And it's like, ooh, let's invent a war. It'll be great. I just can't wait. I can bomb people in schools and everything,
mic,
and it'll be fabulous.
Yeah, turn it off.
I'm turning the mic
well,
off.
Well, you know, that's kind of who we ran into. We ran into the president of all them people.
Okay, so it sounds like this guy was born to get hard, as they say in the military.
Yeah.
I've seen that in movies.
He's probably about 2 or 3 years past his retirement date, too, so he's living for this stuff.
Well, was he a young dude or an older dude?
He was 2 or 3 years past his retirement date, so he's probably...
Oh, okay, so retirement is
yeah,
in the older.
He's living for this stuff, you know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we ran into him. He was a hoot.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that, too, really, really fast, okay, because... Last night, we went and saw a movie with Grandma L down in Tennessee.
Yeah.
We went and saw a film. We actually took her to see that pirate film, the new pirate film. She couldn't handle it too well. I could see her kind of wincing and stuff, because that's a pretty insane film. But
what, the one with Johnny Depp?
Yeah. Well, yeah. On the way in, and I have it in my wallet too. We received my grandma. You know, we got a ticket to my grandma. Says, well, you know, what are these things? And I look at them, and they're these cards. And I actually have it. I should grab it. Hey, keep talking. I'm going to grab it. Hang on.
Amber's looking for hers.
Well,
right,
we're going to continue telling that story while you're looking for the card. So they walk into the movie theater. I just hear the story.
I'm right here. Check this out. This is so dope. I love this. And I'm sure there's going to be a few people that don't agree with us on this, or they don't like us and they don't want to listen anymore. That's fine. I can handle that too. Thank you for the light, Tom. I appreciate it. We received this card. We received this card, right? College first enlistment option that you get. This is a card you get when you buy a movie ticket down in Tennessee, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Holy cow.
Check this out. Okay. Let's see here. Go to www.1800goguard.com/movie. Then enter the special code shown below to get a free music download on iTunes. While you're there, find out how to get a free T-shirt and DVD just for talking to a recruiter.
I'll be 40 years old in March. Do you think they want to talk to me? Give me that card. I want it.
Enlistment bonus up to $20,000, right? New college first program. Time and money for college earn up to $2,000 per month. Basically, what I'm seeing here is that you're going to get a free CD.
They make $2,000 a month?
I guess so. I mean, I don't know if that's like, you know.
No, that's for your education.
I don't know if that's a concession basis. I don't know how that works. But they have, like I said, what I'm seeing here, the main thing here is I loved when we were at dinner looking at this thing, was that you literally, you know, if you talk to a recruiter, they'll give you a free, they don't tell you what DVD, right?
Right.
You know, or a free T-shirt you get just to talk to a recruiter. So I highly suggest, I mean, this is a great program right here, man.
I want to go talk to a recruiter.
It's all yours, dude. Take that thing and go and you have a great time. I'm
interested in the iTunes music download. I want Songs of the Army, Volume 1.
Well,
I'm interested in...
Even my grandmother, okay? Now, this is a woman who's been...
They gave your grandmother a card?
Yeah, they gave my grandma one, too. They got three tickets, three of those cards, right? But even my grandmother, who is pretty old school, as you know, she's a grandmother, right?
This is insane.
Even she was like, this is, like, ridiculous. How could they do this kind of stuff, right? I'm leaving it at that. I don't want to push it any further because we're going to get yelled at by somebody. I don't want to deal with that.
Oh, no, this is the National Guard.
Well, yeah, it's the National Guard.
Okay,
yeah.
That's completely different.
Well, it's the National. It's still part. It's an arm of the military.
I don't think so.
Well, somebody correct us then. I just thought it was pretty. Well, I don't want to join the National Guard. Do you?
Well, I'd rather join the National Guard than the Army or the Marines or the Navy.
Now,
somebody tell me if I'm wrong here.
What
here's
about the Air
thing.
Force?
Oh, well,
you
no, I really like the Air Force.
Somebody tell me if I'm wrong. In times of war, you could go if you're part of the National Guard.
I believe so.
What's that?
Pensacola Golden.
They're federalized. So in times of war, you could go to war if you're part of the National Guard.
Okay.
You're signing a contract.
Well, I don't.
More power to you if you want to. But hey, you know what though? I'm helping these guys promote. I think it's my duty as an American citizen to say, hey, you can get a free DVD or a free T-shirt if you want to enlist in the National Guard.
GoGuard.com or something.
GoGuard.com, whatever.
Slash movie.
/movie. Yeah, I mean that's you were at the movie, so they made it thematic. So enjoy that. I hope you guys enjoy yours. I thought it was hilarious. I'm sorry about that. I'm going to turn
the
mic off.
Well, we ran into Roscoe P. Coltrane.
Yes, we did. And we got kicked out. And
I was the one down south. What are you guys talking about?
This was at 4:30 in the morning. So we were like, cooked anyway.
We were fried. Well, some of us had been up way too long.
And, well, here's the thing. They were off. I was at the vehicle, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Roscoe pulls up.
Yeah.
And he starts yelling at me. Right?
Yelling at you.
Yelling at me. Oh my gosh, it was insane. And of course I had his number immediately. I'm like, "Oh yeah, it was one of them." He really, you know, he wanted to be a career, like he wanted to be a four-star general by now.
Well, this is the same guy we're talking about. This is the same guy we're talking about. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So I had his number right away.
So he's yelling. He's yelling at you.
Yeah. All he wants is me to submit and be all submissive so he can dominate me forever. Right.
Hot. And
so I'm like, yeah.
Hot.
Woo. Okay.
That's what I've been waiting to hear all weekend.
And if only I were in my leather chaps, I'd be all good to go. But I wasn't. I was in my ghost hunting outfit.
Okay.
Anyway, you know. But anyway, so what happens is they So he's like yelling and yelling, and so he goes, well, where are your people? And I'm like, oh, they're looking for an unmarked cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
Of course they weren't. I lied, you guys. I lied.
You lied to Roscoe Pico Train.
I knowingly lied to the officer of the law. And I lied.
How did you sleep last night?
Do you know how often like a rock? I've been up like 80 million hours. So yeah, I lied to the officer of the law, and you know, take me away. And so what happens is he goes, can you contact them and get them over here? And I'm like, well, I've got a cell phone right here in my hand. Let me see. So I did.
Mm-hmm.
Well, first I tried Bonnie, but she couldn't. I don't know if you had service.
I left my phone in the car.
Oh, so I was talking into the car. Okay.
Yeah.
And then I got Misty. And I said, oh, we've got a situation. The park ranger's here. And it turns out he corrected me while I was on the phone. You know how rude that is?
No, yeah.
But he did, and he wasn't. He was evidently IPD, mm-hmm. Indianapolis Police Department.
Okay.
And
all right.
The same bunch that we had gotten permission from before.
Oh, okay. So, obviously.
We've gotten permission till 2:30 from the guy who then was going off service or off duty at 2:30. Mm-hmm. And then from the lady came back around,
mm-hmm.
and she's like, did you find anything? And we're like, no. And she says, well, I'm here till 6. So mm-hmm. I'm on duty mm-hmm. till 6. So, you know, and I'll come back and ask you, you know.
All right.
Well, so she takes off, and then this.
And this guy shows up and, yeah. Yeah, and raises hell.
But the
hell
same
with you.
Department, the same people. Anyway. So
well, it's not like they didn't radio to each other and say, we got people out here, just so you know, everything's cool.
No, they did.
Okay.
They did.
They
he,
did?
He has a bug up his nose.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, I changed.
Well, what are you going to do? What are you going to do?
He's Mr. All Powerful, and evidently he had a moment away from the donut shop. So he comes over and starts yelling at me, and I contact Misty, and I said, oh, there's a situation. And, of course, I didn't tell. I'm like, I wish we had, you know, come up with a story, you know. But we didn't come up with a story. So I had come up with the story that they're looking for this unmarked cemetery, and which is, there is one there, but that's not what they were doing. So they, for some reason, they were coming out making all this noise. Don't know why, if they were just wandering through the woods.
Intentionally
but.
Making noise.
And then they come out of this nearby building. And
mm-hmm. Someone fell. It wasn't me. That's where all the noise came from.
That was Will.
Okay.
His head on the glass. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
So anyway, what happens is they come out, and of course, there was a bit of an issue in that we had an underaged minor with his father, though.
Okay.
Right, with our group.
Mm-hmm.
And that's always an issue, and it should never be done. Okay. But it was the circumstance that evening. So so while the officer was screaming.
He's also with his father, so that's very important.
Right. Well, cool. While the officer was screaming, you know, get your IDs out, and et cetera, et cetera. And Bonnie opens up the car to go get her purse, right? Do not get in the car.
Unless you're getting your ID, do not get in the car.
Well, I'm getting my ID.
At this point, we're shoving Howie into the car and telling him,
duck down.
Yeah.
So Howie gets, like, he's like our contraband for the evening. And so he gets in there, and he was a true sport about the whole thing, too.
Good.
And we got our IDs, and we did the yes sir, yes sir, yes sir, yes sir, yes sir thing. And then he finally says, well, you know, I should haul you all to jail, but I'm not going to, goodbye. Because there is obviously this issue.
400 people there, yeah. Okay, well, all right, well, it sounds like, right, look, you did something good. You made him feel good about himself. Just look at, that's how I'd look at it. Like, this guy feels good about himself now. The world's a better place.
I feel sorry for him.
He did lose the staring contest.
He did. Sean and Officer Coltrane or mm-hmm. whatever had a stare down.
Why?
It was awesome. It
Why?
Was the best stare
well,
down
because,
ever.
Okay, this is how the conversation
I blinked like 12 times during that.
The man kept leaving like 30-second pauses for us to grovel at his feet and say how sorry we were for being there.
But we weren't sorry,
and,
so we didn't.
Well, you guys had permission. You had verbal permission already.
Right, we had
we
permission.
We had verbal permission from two IPD officers to be there.
Uh-huh.
So he was like, now, This is a dangerous area. Do you guys understand that?
That was it.
And the
for
whole
30
time
seconds.
He's staring at Sean for like 30 seconds, not saying anything, and we're just like...
Then finally, I love it!
Then finally he's like, okay, well, don't come back. After he realized...
So Sean gave him the evil eyes of death, and
yes.
that ended it, huh?
After he realized that none of us were going to go, I'm so sorry, don't take me
back. Well, I would have been like, I'd been like, hey, why don't you radio some people here? We talked to some people here earlier.
He didn't care.
Oh, he didn't care.
He
I'm sure,
care.
Yeah.
We gave him, like, car numbers, badge numbers, names of officers. We gave him everything.
And he didn't care.
No.
No, he did not care.
He was the bad apple.
Well, maybe he was having a bad night. I don't know.
It was, well, in his defense, it was a bad night for the entire department. I mean, evidently it was a very, very active night.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Well, maybe, yeah, maybe he was just coming off of something rough, and, you know, he just didn't want to put
yeah.
up with it, but, you know, still at the same time,
what
you know.
What if he just got off a call that was, like, a nomination for the Darwin Awards?
Well,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
So he's all, like, way down on
well, did you see any camera
and...
crews or anything there?
No.
Did you see any camera crews?
Were we on cops or something?
That would have been super awesome.
No, there were no camera crews.
So, I mean, maybe he was showing up for the cameras. You never know. It'd been uber cool to see that happen. I mean,
to see us on cops?
Absolutely. I'd have loved it. You know, I wasn't going to be there.
Ooh, I would have been in my ghostly
shirt. Well, no, Doug got his moment in the sunshine on Weird U.S., man. And I got to look like I'd like to see, yeah, that'd be nice. This, well, you get to see something cool. I mean, you'd be on cops.
Yeah.
I've always... What?
Oh, great. My mom would see me.
You've always wanted to be on cops?
My mom would see me, and then she'd be like, Doug, you've embarrassed me.
Mrs. S. would not be happy about that.
Well, that's
not what it sounds like you guys had a pretty interesting weekend, it sounds like.
Well, we did, because that gentleman didn't interrupt us until we had already been there for
We had already ghost hunted for hours and hours.
Yeah.
And we still have to go through all of our evidence. I've got video, I've got audio, I've got everything. We've got EVP sessions for hours on end.
Because even the grounds are supposed to be haunted.
Okay. Well, we're going to have to check that out. I mean, I'm sure, Doug, you'll be hitting that up this week. So
there is a lesson in all that.
What's that?
Even if you have permission, sometimes I guess there's issues as to who can give permission.
Well, I think a lot of times, especially in a situation like that, where you guys had verbal permission from two officers, right, two
right.
officers. Yeah, you're kind of at the mercy of that. That's happened before. I've seen it happen before to people where they have gotten permission. I have people that have recorded their conversations. They've sent me taped conversations of them being yelled at by officers.
Yeah.
In the same situation.
I was actually thinking about that. I thought, ooh, I could like hit the send button on my Nextel thing, and then you know like. Whoever I happen to hit it on would hear the whole conversation.
Well, that'd be kind of interesting.
But I thought, better not.
Well,
he'd probably hit my phone, and it was in the car.
And it was in the car, so nobody would hear. Well, Howie would have been able to hear after a while, yeah.
Right.
Well, yeah. So, well, it's like I said, it sounds like you guys had, if anything, you haven't reviewed the evidence yet. Regardless of that, it sounds like you guys had an interesting weekend and something to laugh about and talk about.
Oh, we had a great time.
Store in your memory banks for a good laugh this week when you're at work.
And I just want to say, for the record, I went on a trip, went ghost hunting, and didn't injure myself.
Until the trip home.
Right.
That's big.
Until the drive home.
What happened on the way home?
Nothing.
She slammed her leg in the door. And now she has a bruise.
Did you walk under a ladder while a cat was crossing your path and run your head smack dab into a mirror? Because you're having the worst luck here, man.
We have to go to break, you guys, because we're expecting a
phone
call.
Yeah, we're expecting a phone call. Let's take a quick break. This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
I'm Doug.
And I'm Bonnie.
Ghost hunt safely.
Please, and don't get yelled at.
With permission.
Don't get yelled at.
From everybody.
Well, yeah, from the whole world. We're out of here. We'll be right back.
For more information, visit ghostlytalk.com.
Are you into the paranormal? Do you have things in your house that go bump in the night? Do you have flying orbs that come out of your closet? Or are your son or daughter having tea parties with someone who's not there and then telling you about them? constantly talking about them. Does your son or daughter ever fall down on the floor and their eyes roll back in their head when they start talking backwards, drawing pentagrams on the walls? Perhaps, even, you've seen something come out of their mouth, like a huge spectral beam of light, or you photographed something weird. For instance, your dog, looking at the ceiling, and howling for no reason. If this is you, you may want to download the Louisville Ghost Hunter Society's official podcast at www.louisvillegh.com or on iTunes. Check out our podcast page for more information, and please, do something about your home, because it sounds haunted. Very haunted.
Gentlemen, this is a little tutorial in GHI. We're gonna teach you what to do when you first see a ghost. Okay? We're gonna look for a ghost, and then if we see one, we're gonna do the right steps of action afterwards. So, you know, you wanna be calm, you don't wanna do anything stupid, you wanna sit there, say your prayers or whatever, make the ghost go away, ask the questions maybe. But whatever you do, you can't scream, you cannot run, you can't do anything like that. It's only going to make it worse. And it's not like you're going to outrun them, because they'll follow you wherever you go. So let's do it. Let's go. Follow me. This is the Church of the Damned, where it's known haunted. Very, very, very haunted. Books have been thrown, people have been thrown. And hopefully tonight we get some action. Very creepy, there's no lights anywhere in here, so if you have a flashlight you'd be good, which we don't, so that's us. And windows, cracked windows, very nice, beautiful. We're just gonna look around here. I'm just gonna stop right here. Come around a little bit. Is anyone here? It's good to ask you questions.
Nick, check out that. Look at this corner. Look at the corner over there.
Corner. That,
No, 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 over there.
Ghostly Talk with your hosts, Doug and Scott L.
There are oftentimes technical difficulties in the Haunted Warren Winery.
More than often.
More. It isn't so.
It is so. Tis so. Yes, and we're experiencing technical difficulties at the moment. We won't be able to bring Scott Innes to the show right now.
We're going to have to rebook him, it looks like. We had some issue with the phone lines here.
There's two issues. The incoming line is redirected at the phone system instead of the call-in line.
Mm-hmm.
That's one issue. So incoming calls are issues, right?
Mm-hmm.
Outgoing calls are other issues because we cannot make an outgoing call at the moment because it says all of the lines are busy.
Okay.
So there's two issues going on, incoming and outgoing, and we're...
It may have been on his side.
Well, and it could be, yeah, it could be at his phone company, or it could be ours, I don't know, because we didn't try any other phone numbers. But outgoing, we get all lines are busy. Incoming, I know that our incoming line, I really don't think it's directed at this telephone right now. I think it's directed at the voicemail system.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. We'll have to work that out, though. We'll get that straightened out.
I can check that kind of stuff, but it takes like 15 minutes or something for it to actually switch over,
mm-hmm.
and that's beyond the scope of a commercial break, or not really commercial break, but a break. So we don't play commercials, but...
Yeah.
So, yeah, technical difficulties, you guys. Scott Innes, the voice of Scooby-Doo, Shaggy, and Shaggy-Doo. Or whatever, Scrappy-Doo, that's it, Scrappy-Doo. He will not be able to join us for this half hour.
He will be joining us at a later date, I assure you. We will make sure we do that. So, yeah, definitely we'll have him on later.
Yeah,
I'm looking at it right now as we speak. So, yeah, that's the issue.
Look at your, what about that, the one above that?
Do you think
maybe he's tried that? Do you have that on vibrate?
I don't know, I can try.
Okay.
You guys go ahead
you
and
do that.
In
the chat.
Go ahead.
Okay.
So, nonetheless, excuse me, now we have nothing to talk about.
Let's see. There are lots of hot football players that play on the general. I just had to put that out there.
That's what we needed to put out there, yes.
Anyone that wants to go see them play, lots of hot football players.
We did have quite a weekend, and the previous weekend too was quite a weekend.
Yes.
So, and the previous weekend to that was quite a weekend.
And the one before that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those were all my injury weekends.
What's coming up for us next weekend? We know that GLPR's picnic was canceled, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that is off. There is no GLPR picnic.
Do we have a break next weekend?
I have no idea. I'm going to have to look.
I have a concert to go to Saturday night.
You have a concert.
So, I have that. But I don't think I have to leave the state next weekend.
I'm not leaving the state next weekend then either.
Which is so odd.
I'm going to stay in Michigan for a weekend this
summer.
I'm
convinced, and we discussed this weekend. We live in Michigan, but are not allowed to ghost hunt here.
Right. I think there's a conspiracy against ghost hunting in Michigan at the moment.
We can ghost hunt in every other state that's at least 5 hours away from us, just not here.
It's insane.
If it's not a five-hour drive, we're not ghost hunting.
Did we make it to Indianapolis in 3.5 hours last night?
Yeah.
Friday night.
Yes, I was in a hurry to get there.
We left the Haunted Warren Winery. At what was it?
I think it was 4 hours that we.
Oh, 4 hours. We got to. Well, we got to exit zero.
Yes.
Which is north. We got there in 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
No, the construction was done. They had clobbered the construction, so that was we sailed like right around 465. We got on the correct exit.
We may have slowed down to like 70 at one point on 465, but that was it. The rest of it was a breeze.
Do you realize from now on we're gonna have like dozens of
I'm pretty sure every time we enter Indiana, we're gonna have IPD chasing.
Yes, we are. We're definitely going to, we've got no support
anymore.
We have
many different vehicles we can drive, so ha! No, but, we did get there, and I'm pretty sure everyone knows how I drive by now, so. It's all good. Yes, I drove
a little
fast.
Driving. Thank you for driving, because, last weekend I drove.
Yes.
And this weekend you drove.
Yes.
Will's vehicle.
Yes.
So it worked out really well.
And I have to say, last weekend we pushed it to the wire getting here on time. This weekend, we left Sean's house an hour later and got here a half hour earlier.
I don't know how you guys did that.
I do.
It's called 95 on the freeway.
Oh, okay. Well, I've been gone. I guess we can throw this in. Like I said, we're gonna have Scott Innes come on at a later time. We have to work the phone number thing out. I actually was gone all week myself. I actually left out. What was it? Tuesday morning.
Well, you told the story. Can I use the?
Yeah, go right ahead. I left out Tuesday morning, as a matter of fact, and I went and visited Grandma L in the wonderful state of Tennessee. There was like no time. I actually got a couple emails sitting in my box from people that have heard that I was going to be coming down there, some people from other groups down in Tennessee. Sorry, it was just a complete cluster bleep, like all week last week. And I kind of wanted to go down there to kind of like take a couple days out of Ghostly Talk. I needed a couple days just to chill. But we did do some stuff, actually. The day after we got there, we decided to, Amber and myself decided to go down to the haunted historic Bell Witch Farm, which I think... If you're completely caught under a rock, I think you're not gonna know what this is. The Bell Witch. It's the location of the historic Bell Witch case, which I think everybody should know about. If you don't, please listen to go to bellwitch.org, Doug. Yeah, bellwitch.org, and check that whole thing out. But we went down there. The one thing we've been trying to do here forever was go. I wanted to go on this tour of the Bell Witch Cave, which is the historic Bell Witch Cave. A lot of people have done that. I've heard people do this stuff. You know, they went down there and checked it out in the past. So that was, you know, it was something that I know going down there is something that I wanted to do really bad. So it was like the first thing on my itinerary when I get down to Tennessee was to go down to the Bellwitch Cave. We got up early. Well, early, I guess, at like 9 o'clock a.m., that's pretty early, you know, for us nowadays. We got up, had breakfast. Grandma cooked us a nice breakfast, and we took off on the road to Haunted Adams, Tennessee, which is like 2 hours away from where we were at. So we basically got up to Adams. And the trip was pretty good. So like, we got there. We got to Adams, Tennessee, where I looked at the sign and said, all right, we're in Adams, Tennessee. Wow, this is really cool. And we had two ways to go. We could go straight or we could make a right turn. All right. Well, I'm not going to name any names. But the other, a party in question said, go straight. You got to go straight. So we went straight for about maybe 10, 15 miles, something like that. And we were, like, hitting nothing but cornfields and stuff like that. I'm like, now, wait. From what I understand, we're supposed to be, like, seeing huge signs of, like, witches and all this crazy stuff, all this insane stuff. We should be knowing that we're approaching the Bell Witch property, the Bell Farm. So after about 15 miles, I said, let's turn around and head back the other way and see if we have any better luck. You know, as much as I like taking country drives, I just didn't want to do it. The weather was hot as hell all week long, and AC can only do so much in a car. So we spun back around, shot back over, and made the left turn where we were supposed to make a right turn at. Went down about a block. All of a sudden, we hit the sign that says, you know, the arrow points and says, this is where you want to go to see the Bellwitch, you know, Bellwitch, you know, the Bellwitch property. We're like, cool. All right, cool. So we get over there, and this is the trippiest part. This is the trippiest part right here. So we pull up, and we're greeted with this first sign. The first sign we're greeted with is no alcohol, which seems pretty – I'm cool with that. I mean, didn't bring anything anyways. I don't feel like drinking. I want to check out the Bell Witch Cave. No alcohol and no profanity.
Wow.
No profanity?
No profanity.
You would have to gag me if you took me there.
Well, I got a fun picture. There was nobody around. I wasn't going to hurt anybody's feelings, you know. So, we got a picture. So, I'll put that up on the site later or something like that. Just between all of us. We'll
Does
do
it have like a balloon bubble in it?
It's good stuff.
Anyone that comes to the website.
Oh.
Well, we come around the bend. There's like this dirt road. We come around the bend. And there's the sign, you know, on the barn. Welcome to the Bellwitch Farm. I'm like, oh, now this is cool. We're finally here, right? We pull up. We see life. We see life, right? And I'm smoking a cigarette as we're pulling up, right? We see life. And then the next sign says, no smoking anywhere on the property. I'm like, whoa, okay. Let's put this thing out. These people are serious. And I understand that. I really understand that.
Right.
You know, this is a beautiful piece of property. It's the Bellwitch Farm. It's a very historic piece of property, whether you believe in the paranormal or not. So let's take care of it. I'm very cool with that. So we pull up, hop out, and there's a couple cars. There's a couple cars there. There's one car over here, one car over there, and there's like a little like a station, like a little shed type thing, right? Hop out, look around a little bit. Okay, cool. We walk up to the thing. And there's a gentleman, and this is a big gentleman, you know, a big tall guy, you know, in his overalls, you know, very cool. We walk up, you know, how can I help you? Okay, hi, we'd like to take the Bellwitch tour. $20. Okay, all right, you know, all right, cool.
Each or total?
No, it's total between the both of us. Okay, cool, you know, no problem. So we look out on the porch, and like I said before, there's no smoking anywhere on the property. So there's a sign, though, on the porch around this this little shed thing that says designated smoking area. So I'm like, well, We got a few minutes here. Let's chill out, right? Okay, cool. So, all right, fine. We go and grab our stuff, grab our camera, our flashlights, and stuff like that. Sit down inside to chill out and finish our soft drinks and, you know, have a quick smoke before we go down into the Bellwitch Cave, right? So, there's another lady on the porch sitting there, right? And she's like, excuse me, guys, there's no smoking here. So we're like, oh, well, no. And before we can get anything out, this gentleman who signed us in, you know, signed us in, comes out and goes, no, they can smoke here. That's perfectly fine. That's cool. And we're like, oh, okay, thanks. That's cool. No problem. And then all of a sudden, he's like, yeah, I only allow smoking there. We're like, well, that's great. That's cool. You know, this is his property.
Right.
This is his property.
He gets to make the rules.
He makes the rules. I am with that. I am, like, so with that. Speaking as a smoker.
Right.
Dude, I don't want to be. No, I'm not. I would feel bad from, like, putting butts out in your dirt, your beautiful red Tennessee red dirt. I mean, that's, you know, here, yeah, this gray crap we have in this state, fine. But, you know, do whatever you want. But this beautiful, beautiful fertile red dirt in Tennessee, it's beauty of the eyes. I've always loved it. So yeah, hey man, I'm with you on that. But so we got into this thing where he explains to us why he don't want people smoking except for this area, which we know already.
Mm-hmm.
We know already, but he goes into this whole thing, you know, well, this is my property, and we're like, uh-huh. He basically pushed us to the point where we felt bad for smoking in the designated smoking area. So we were just, like, puffing away, just trying to get these things knocked down to the butt so we can put them out, right? All that aside, the lady, his wife, walked up and said, hi, I'm your tour guide. What was her name, Amber? I forgot her name. I totally forgot her name. I'm sure we can look it up. Very nice lady. She's like, okay, guys, if you'd like to come down, I'll walk you guys down to the cave. Okay, cool. We were joined by another gentleman who, I believe he was on business, because he didn't look like the ghost hunter type. He looked very well-dressed, very nice shoes. We'll get to that in a second. And, you know, we're walking down there, and, you know, I'm like, so what brings you here, man? You don't look like the type that would take... He's like, oh, you know, I'm from Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw the movie, An American Haunting, and sparked my interest, and I was going to be right in this area. So I said, hey, this would be really cool to check this thing out. Well, like, wow, all right, awesome. So cool. Hotter than hell outside, like I already said. It is steaming hot outside. Takes us down this hill all the way around to this ridge where you're looking over this beautiful river, right, which is like a 40,000-foot drop. If you just make one wrong step, you are like, you're dog meat, you're done. Because if the rocks don't kill you, that thump you hit the river in, whether it's water or not, it's going to kill you. So we're, you know, enjoying the view. Come all the way around, and then there's the entrance. I mean, how long have I been waiting for this? I mean, I know you guys are still waiting, too. But I've been waiting forever to go to the Bellwitch Cave.
Mm-hmm.
Come around to the entrance, and it's like, whew, this thing's a massive. They were having problems with people breaking into this place, going into the cave and stuff like that. And for anybody, and I want to make this very clear to people who go down this tour, you need to, A, bring old tennis shoes.
Mm-hmm.
B, bring old clothes, okay? Because you're going through a cave. This is not like a tunneled out cave with like a smoking area and a, you know, like a jacuzzi over here and then a wet bar in the corner. This is a cave.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing they've done to this cave basically is they put extra lighting in the rock just so you can see. You know, I mean, you really don't need a flashlight to walk through this thing, which is nice. But we brought our flashlights anyways. But it's a cave. You touch the walls, your hands will get dirty. You step in mud. There's mud everywhere. You're going to step in mud. Your feet will get dirty. You rub against the rocks. We got in the car afterwards, and there was mud all over. Like, Where'd that come from?
Oh, and I know that was killing me.
Oh, it was driving me insane. So, but going through this thing, we started at the very entrance of the cave, which I have to say thank you, Bill Witch, because it was so cool in there. It was so nice. It was a perfect moist for my sinuses. This is a dream. A nice, moist, cool, right? Nice and moist in there. It felt good. You breathe that in, it felt nice, right? Just a mountain air. And our tour guide, God, I wish I could remember her name. I have to look it up. Took us through this entire, well, as far back as we could go. This cave tunnels everywhere. This cave goes all over the place. And we only went back maybe about a football field and a half back into the cave, but which is far enough, believe me. And I'm sure anybody here has been inside of a cave. They're just fascinating to walk around these areas. They're really cool.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when there's a story like the Bell Witch tied to it even more so, because you're like, oh, God, what's going to happen to me here? Unfortunately for our friend from Louisiana, he was wearing some really nice leather shoes, and I felt really bad for this guy because, I mean, I was ahead of him. I'm like, you know, I'll stay ahead if you want, and I'll let you know if there's, like, you know, boulders coming up or, like, you know, falling rocks or some mud puddles or something. So I'd always be like, water, you know, and unfortunately, a couple times he missed, slid, into the water he goes. This poor guy gets water all over his shoes. But she basically walked us through, told us some stories, a lot of stories we've heard about already, which
right.
were, you know, we knew a lot of the stuff in the history already, which was very cool. We had some fun talking. And like I said, again, another thing you need to know about the Bell Witch Cave tour is you need to be in somewhat mild physical shape, let's say, to go through. You have to climb rocks and stuff like that, too. And I was like, even like, oh, my God, if I fall off the thing, I'm going to die.
So it's about as strenuous as the Haunted Hate walking tours?
No, I think it's a little more intense than that.
A little more intense than that.
I should be wrapped in bubble wrap if I go there.
Yes.
Oh, you'll never make it out.
Yes.
you'll become the Bell Witch. You'll never make it out because it's a rough. It's not a. I don't want to say it's like, you know, it's a treacherous walk. You know, it's an epic walk. You have to go through here and get through here, and they'll play drums behind you as you're walking through. You have to watch where you're stepping at. There's some slippery stuff. You can step over stuff and trip really easy. You need to really be aware of your surroundings when you're in there. It's a great experience, though. I mean, it's a lot of fun. We had some great conversations in the cave. I mean, we didn't want to leave, of course, because it was so nice and cool in there. It felt so good.
Right.
And I knew as soon as we walked out, we were going to get hit by that heat, that Tennessee heat, which,
oh, wow.
Yeah, if you've ever been to Tennessee, the heat down there, it's my favorite state in the whole country. I'll say that to the day I die. But the heat, you just don't want to come out of the house. You don't want to do anything because this heat is just so brutal. With the humidity, it hurts. So we knew walking out of this thing it was going to kill us, right?
Mm-hmm.
What we're going to do here with this thing is because there was some other stuff that happened in this cave while we were there, all right? I want to save that for later on because we do have a half an hour free at 7:30.
Okay.
I want to talk about that then, okay? Because there was a few things that I don't want to get – we only got a few more minutes in this segment anyways.
Right.
I don't want to get cut off on that because there was some interesting stuff that happened. A couple of little interesting things that happened that I want to discuss too, but like as far as the trip itself going down there, like I said, it's a lot of fun. We had a really great time. It was a really, really awesome thing. And I'm not knocking the owner of the property either. He was a nice guy. He just kind of went over the cup, I think, with the smoking thing to the point where we're like, okay. We just don't want to smoke anymore. We quit. We're done. We quit. We give up. We don't want.
You can have these. Throw these away.
Yeah. We talked to some very cool people there before the tour also that, you know, they had questions also. And, you know, Amber and myself had a little bit of knowledge on this. You know, and we talked to the tour guide. She knows Pat Fitzhugh, too.
Oh,
she's talked
excellent.
To him a bunch of times. And oh, man. I'm going to forget it now. Not Chris White. Oh, God, no. We had him on the show, and I'm totally escaping me, because they had a copy of The Bell Witch Haunting.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Somebody's like, well, I saw American Haunting. I'm like, you know, I haven't seen that yet myself. I go, but I could really direct you to what I think is a better film, I think a more accurate film. which is done by an independent group of people.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, I told him about the Bell Witch Haunting. I'm like, you know, and I said, it's a really cool film. And all of a sudden, the tour guide brings this out and goes, this is what you're talking about, right? I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah. I go, buy this one. Go buy this one. Don't worry about going to the theater. It's going to cost you a little bit more for this film, but you get to keep it. Take it home. So I think it's a better film. It's a little more accurate to the time, a little more, you know, it was based on the family and the stories we've talked about on the show, the stories that we've read in books about the Bell Witch. I'd like to steer people more in that direction. I haven't heard anything. Who's seen American Haunting here?
I have.
Okay, synopsis.
It sucked.
Okay, that's what I figured. You know,
that's what I keep hearing over and over and over.
Well, yeah.
I haven't heard anybody say, oh, what an epic, wonderful masterpiece.
Well, yeah.
I imagine if you knew absolutely nothing about it going in, mm-hmm. that it would be an okay movie. But it's only like an hour long.
It's only an hour long?
It's really short.
Wow.
Isn't it?
Because like nowadays, movies are getting longer and longer and longer.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
It's only like an hour long. And if you knew nothing about the case prior to going in, you might think it's a good movie.
Well, like I said, I haven't even seen it yet. Myself, but I try to direct these people to this film that thankfully they had right there to sell the people, The Bell Witch Haunting, I gotta remember that name. Wait, it's on the rack over there. Tom, grab that off the rack over there. I can pimp this guy a little bit. Because it was we've had him here before. I think it's there. It should be there somewhere in the DVDs. If you can't find it, it's cool. Go all the way over to the right. Nope, down one row. No, you're on the right rack. Go all the way. There you go. Keep going.
Look in those.
Unless somebody took it.
Nope.
It was me.
The Bell Witch Haunting. Oh, God, we got the whole team on it now. There it is.
There you go, Amber.
Thanks, Amber.
Amber walks over.
Let me see if I can get the name correct on here.
First shot.
Good job, Amber. Let me see if I can get the name correct here. If I got it.
A for effort, Tom.
Of course, I can't see anything now.
Give it to me.
No, I can see it. I mean, not like that. It's here somewhere. Oh, whatever.
Nicole Leder apparently liked An American Haunting.
Why don't we take a quick break, though? All right, we're going to talk more about the Bell Witch, the whole
and
thing
the,
about
the
that.
7:30 to 8:00.
Yeah, 7:30 to 8:00. We'll talk about that more. Some of the stuff that you know on the tour, we had a good time, like I said. But there were some things that happened that kind of all made us look at each other like. Did you hear that too?
Yeah.
So
we'll talk
about
that next.
We got lights. What's going on here?
You guys, we're going to go to break just so you know. Ghostly Talk is an independent production. We are produced from the haunted Warren Winery
mm-hmm.
in beautiful
mm-hmm.
Warren, Michigan.
Yeah.
Every Sunday night from 6 p.m. till 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Our website is www.ghostlytalk.com. We'll be right back after this.